Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Stephanie Lecce. Before the break, we heard about the Ways to Work program, which helps people clear financial hurdles and get car loans, which in turn gets them a vehicle that gets them to their jobs. Tori Johnson is from Milwaukee and Miranda Vogelman is from Oak Creek, and both went through the Ways to Work program. I met with them at the YWCA Southeast Wisconsin offices in Milwaukee, and they explained how they connected up with the program there. Tori begins.
Well, I heard about Ways to Work because I work in the community, and actually I recommend like 6 or 7 other people to Ways to Work. And then I decided when my car kept breaking down, my car, and I said, well, I need to go to Ways to Work.
Miranda, what about you?
My daughter's grandmother actually went through Ways to Work and recommended me to go.
Well, give me a sense of where you were at when you realized you might need the services of Ways to Work and what this loan for your car would be able to do to help you.
Well, with me, it was like I wanted a car that was reliable, that's going to start up every day and go. And I also knew that my credit wasn't all as great as everybody else's, so that I knew that here at YWCA that you get another chance. So they're going to look at it and they're going to go over it, but then they might give you that chance to say, okay, we're going to work with you and you could get your car and, you know, work out your credit at the same time.
Traditional lending options weren't available to you.
The ones that probably were, no, they wasn't. And the ones that were was, you know, I wasn't going to be able to afford that no way. So it was going to get me caught up in the trap again.
The trap, what do you mean by that?
The trap was like I called one car place. They said, you've been approved for $20,000. I do not need no $20,000 loan. If I would have bought a car from them, if they would have gave me $16,000, I probably would have been owing like $30,000 back.
Miranda, what about you?
I'm a young parent. I have a 2-year-old daughter. I work and I go to college. I didn't have a car, relied on my mom's. And after a while, it was hard getting her to daycare and me getting to school. And when her grandma told me about Ways to Work, it was an awesome opportunity. Me also being young, I don't have much credit and not that great a credit. So they gave me the second chance to build my credit and to start my future.
Well, tell me about some of the criteria that you had to meet in order to participate in this program.
You have to have a child or a dependent. You have to have been working for 6 months with the same job.
You had to be willing to pay the loan back. right. So I'm on the same thing. You got to have a dependent child. You have to have at least 6 months at your employment, and you got to be willing to pay the loan back.
You both used the same phrase, a second chance. What do you mean when you say that? How does this program give you a second chance?
Well, I don't know. I might say mine would be the first chance because it's like that was the first time I ever walked on the car lot and bought a car. It was the first time that I'm going to be paying a car note. So it's like, but it's a second chance in having something and working for it and honestly doing it, you know. So it's like, oh, the second chance would be me now is that I pay my Wee Energy bill when I wouldn't pay it last time. So it's a second chance to actually be responsible and do it the right way.
It's the second chance to have something that you've worked for, and they also work with you on the payments on your income. They break it down to what you make and how much you should save. They organize everything. It's an awesome program.
Did you feel like you were kind of getting a financial economic education as you were going through this program?
Yeah, they broke it down to what I made a month, how much I was spending a month, and what I was spending my money on. And at the end, I realized I was spending more money than what I actually had, and I should start saving so that in the future I can buy the house, I can make this great life of myself. It was amazing.
And with me, it was eye-opening because I was like, wow, I'm eating too much Kentucky Fried Chicken. And you know, so when Shelby broke it down to me, I did see that I can leave that alone, put more food in the refrigerator. Because she said, I can't believe you ain't spending that much money on groceries. I believe it, but I will be now because I need that other money to go for my car. But it was like it showed me also that I could step back and pay off the other people that I owe and still have money.
So this was about more than just the car. and more than just that loan.
Yeah, it's more than the car, because now once I do the car, I'm going for the house. And for me to go to the house, I got to go back to that piece of paper that she gave me to say who I owe and how I owe it and how can I go about adjusting my lifestyle was like more important than the car. And that's what I took away from it. The car is beautiful, but it's just that I know now that I see it, because at first I never seen it in my face. You know, people be calling me and I be ducking, but you know what I'm saying? But it, when you see it in your face, she showed me that you could actually do it. And that was the first time that I sat there and seen that I could actually do it on paper.
Why is having this car so important for you to be able to take the next step forward in your life?
Well, for me being young, the car makes it easier for me to work a full-time job, for me to still go to school full-time and to graduate college. Also, it helps me. It's something reliable and safe for me and my daughter. I don't have to worry about my car breaking down at every red light, or I don't have to worry about how my daughter is getting here or how we're getting there, because now we have that reliable transport and I feel safe getting her to school and getting me to school and to work and home.
And that's, you know, that's pretty much like the same, except I'm not that young. But and being at my age, it is feel good to go outside. And you know, when I first got in the car, I pumped the gas. The man was like, oh, you ain't got to pump the gas, because, you know, my old cars, you pump the gas. So it was, and then it's like a thing that make you feel good. So when you pull up in the car lot, you go to work, everybody be waving at you, you know, a different way. People walk around you, even your kids say, I'm proud of you, Dad, you know what I'm saying, because they never thought you'd ever do it, you know what I'm saying. So that's what make me feel good, and then it's uplifting. So, you know, it is something to know that I'm going to go outside and start the car, so that just make you feel good when you drive down the street. You know, yeah, they say 10-1. I want people to see me.
One of the things I have to ask: do you feel like you would have learned these budgeting tactics or how to build your credit without this program? I mean, are those resources available elsewhere in the community?
I think the only other resource that I did go to that was similar, is just that Shelby brought it up a little higher, was the first-time home buyers program. But other than that, I don't think they just got a budget program like this out here that I ain't heard of it yet.
I've never ran into any other place that cared more about your budgeting and how you're going to do this. And someone that didn't push this loan on me, they made sure that I could pay it off, that it would work in what I was making. It wasn't them trying to sell anything. They worked with me and made sure that I was the right person for it.
Going forward, with what you've learned from this program, with the credit you've been able to build or in the process of building, what do you hope to do next?
Well, my main goal is to pay off the car. And then the next one is to buy a home.
Me also. I want to pay off the car. I want to graduate college.
What do you feel like when you're driving around in your car today, going to work, going to school, taking your family around?
Well, I feel proud. I tell people how I got the car, because it's a simple fact that I put in a process and I got approved. You know, and the lifestyle I used to live and where I come from, you know, I'm the site manager of this place right here, and I'll try to teach other younger people to go the straight route instead of going all the way around the way I had to go through it. So it's like, hey, guess what? Because, hey, you got a beautiful car. Guess how I got it. You know, I applied for it. I applied for a loan. I actually got it. You know what I'm saying? When if I was been living the way I was living in the past, you wouldn't have gave me nothing.
I'm really proud of myself. I know that I worked hard for that car, that I am working hard still for this car. And it's something that I did on my own. I didn't ask my mom for help. I didn't. Ways to Work helped me, but I didn't have to rely on my mom or someone else to help me. And I do. I recommend the company to a lot of my friends. It's amazing. It's a great feeling inside.
Well, Miranda and Tori, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tori Johnson of Milwaukee and Miranda Vogelman of Oak Creek both obtained their cars thanks to car loans they received through the Ways to Work program. We spoke at the YWCA Southeast Wisconsin offices in Milwaukee, where the program is administered. Coming up, we go from access to cars to access to good food. That's when Lake Effect continues on WUWM.